You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3.
Is it true?
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito coming to you from Island Community Church. God bless you here on this Thursday. Thanks for joining us here. On behalf of my associate pastor, Darren Solana, from us here at Island Community Church, and all of the Island Community Church family, greet you here today on this Thursday. Thanks for spending 30 minutes of your day. Let's sit under the Word of God here today. Lord God, we exalt you here today. You're worthy of all of our praise, our worship, our love, our adoration. All love and obedience is due you, and we give that to you here, Lord, by being doers of your word. Lord, we even ask and need your help to even do that, that we can't even do and keep your word without your Holy Spirit enabling and helping us. We can't do anything apart from you, Lord. We agree and receive with what you've said, that apart from you, we can do nothing. Help us now. Empower us to be doers of what we hear here today. Help us all to become a little bit more, or a lot bit more, like Polycarp here, this great saint of old who said no to this evil emperor worship, worshiping the government, and yes, to being faithful to you. Help us and equip us and empower us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. It's Thursday. We're in a verse-by-verse study in the book of Revelation. I encourage you guys to subscribe to the podcast for WGOD Radio. If you have an iPhone, you can go to the built-in app. Apple made it. It's on every phone. You don't need to download it. You just need to subscribe to this program. Open up the app that says podcast. It's a purple app. It's called Apple Podcasts. From there, subscribe to this podcast, which is, you got to spell it all out, WGOD Radio, colon, all truth, all the time. Like and subscribe. Subscribe this and these study. They're only heard on the radio here and in the podcast. It's not available. It's not being preached at the church. It's not available on YouTube. Speaking of YouTube, that is Island Community Church. Church is the YouTube channel. You can see the sermons uploaded on there as well. So once again, the Lord has me back in this book, teaching this book, the book of Revelation. It's the only book he promised us blessed. If we've got ears to hear, he gives that promise to every church throughout all the church ages. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear. And promises the blessing to those who keep. That's a military word used for like a warden or a sentinel and a guard. Those who keep the words written therein. That is, he promises us blessed if we do what he says here. We're at this church in Smyrna. We're in Revelation chapter 2. We're going through the Lord's letters to these seven churches. We just started this yesterday. If you missed this church, the first part of it, let's pick it up again from the top. Now, this city, Smyrna, was the worst idolaters of all. There was more persecution there than anyone. They had to sign a statement and they had to burn incense and swear allegiance to the emperor, Caesar. They had to sign a statement that said in Greek, Caesaros Kyrios, which means in English, Caesar is Lord. And you had to agree to that and sign that and burn incense to the emperor and call him Lord or else die. Now, this was the kind of thing that was going on here at this church. They had all of these Gentiles and false gods here on one end. I was reading in my notes earlier the gods and things that they had there in this church. And then you had hostile Jews on the other hand, which hated and despised Jesus, hated and despised Christians, and did everything that they could. They were the Apostle Paul's main enemy was his own people, the Jewish people. So these are some of the things going on here. The famous saint, his name was Polycarp. I encourage you guys, do some studies on this guy. Now, he was the pastor here about 60 years after this letter was written. He was around 156 AD. This letter's written in 96 AD. But Polycarp, they tried to force this guy to burn incense and to call Caesar Lord. And this old guy, 86 years, now whether or not he was 86 years old or whether or not he served the Lord Jesus for 86 years, I don't know. But this he said, 86 years have I served him and he's done me no wrong. Bring forth what thou wilt. I am not bowing the knee to this guy. You're out of your gourd. Now, may you and I have the resolve that this guy had. And let me tell you here today, friend, God wants you to have the same resolve as Polycarp did. And God is working behind the scenes to ensure that you do have the same pizzazz, the same spiritual fortitude that Polycarp had. Let me grab my Bible here. I didn't know this is where we were going, but this is where we're going. God wants you to have the same resolve that Polycarp had, and he's working, actively working behind the scenes to turn you into a spiritual giant just like Polycarp. Now, the Lord Jesus' half-brother, James, wrote this in the Epistle of James, chapter 1, verse 2. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience or endurance. The Greek word is hupomeno, which means to abide under. Abide under what? The hand of God when you're undergoing trial. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, Peter wrote, and he will exalt you in due time. Now, the NIV here says, consider it pure joy when you fall or when you encounter various trials, knowing that, meaning there's a reason for it when he says knowing that. This is not willy-nilly. It's not just by accident. God might not have planned it and probably didn't, but God will take the evil. Guess what? There's evil in this world. Guess what? Bad things happen to Christians as well. But guess what? God is larger and in charge, and he can take what's going on in your life, and he can use that, and he does use that, to transform you into a spiritual giant. And that's why Jesus' half-brother James encourages us to rejoice and count it all joy when it happens to us. Because God's at work behind the scenes doing what he does. This is a spiritual fortitude that Polycarp had that God is ensuring that you and I have as well. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops endurance. The NIV, the old NIV reads, develops. Like being in God's dark room, you see. You know, you can't turn the light on in the dark room, but know and understand, know and be certain that God is at work behind the scenes, transforming you into a spiritual giant. It's through trials and learning to trust God in the face of adversity that God's larger than your problems. We read in Psalm 34, David says, come, let us magnify the Lord together. That's when you make God bigger than your problems. Magnify the Lord together. Let's you and I make God today bigger than the problems that we are facing here on this Thursday. Let's magnify the Lord together. Now here's another great verse of transformation, Romans chapter 5. It says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only that, this is Romans 5:3. Not only that, he says, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that, there's the phrase again, just like James said it, now Paul says it again. They're telling you, when you are undergoing something, there's an underlying reason behind it. It's not an accident. That's why, that's what this phrase, knowing that, means. You are a work in progress. God is working on you behind the scenes. I always love when I read that what Billy Graham's wife said to him one day. They're driving in their car up in the mountains there in North Carolina. And they saw this sign on the side of the road that said, end of construction. And Ruth Graham said to her husband, Billy, she said, I want that on my tombstone after I die. End of construction. And if you go to Charlotte, North Carolina, and if you visit sometime the Billy Graham Library like I did some 10 years ago, lo and behold, it certainly is on it, on her tombstone there, Ruth Bell Graham. End of construction. And until that time, friend, it is a God who is at work in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure. God is at work in you, transforming you into another spiritual Polycarp here. Like David, who says, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? God's at work in you. Trust him in the face of adversity. Listen again to what Paul says. Not only that, but we glory in tribulations knowing that. Tribulation produces perseverance. Listen to what he says. Tribulation produces perseverance. Tribulation produces perseverance. He doesn't say ease produces perseverance. He says tribulation produces perseverance. And perseverance, approved character. And approved character, hope. Catch the order here. God uses trials in your life. Sometimes he'll send them in your life. Whatever it takes, that you will end up like Polycarp here, that when your life is threatened someday, you too will be like the response of this man, Polycarp, the pastor of this church at Smyrna, who said, 86 years have I served Jesus, and he's done me no wrong. Bring it on, Smedley. That's what he said. Do you have that kind of fortitude? Well, keep in mind and remember, next time you're going through trial, to trust God through it, that God is building hupomone in you. He's turning you into this spiritual giant here. Now let's look at the rest of this verse, this letter here. The Lord dictates this letter to the Apostle John to take to the spiritual leader. Verse 8, now to the pastor of the church at Smyrna, right? These things says the first and the last, who was dead and came to life. Starts each letter with a little bit, with a great truth about himself. He's the first, he is the last, he died, and he came to life again. That's what sets you, Mr. and Mrs. Christian, apart from everyone else, and that is we serve the living God. He is the God of the living, not the dead. All those who live and believe in me, Jesus said, will never die. So these things says the first and the last who was dead and came to life. Verse 9, I know your works, I know your tribulation and your poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy who say that they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Remember, synagogue is a gathering place, synagogue, gathering. So he called them, these people there in this town, remember, they hated Christians, they hated the Apostle Paul, they hated the Lord Jesus Christ, they were causing nothing but trouble for Christians. They dogged Paul, they followed him everywhere that he did to try to thwart his ministry and get him killed. Now, Jesus calls them a synagogue of Satan, or we could say a congregation of demons. So, as I said to end yesterday's program, but if you're a Jew, you're a Jew, right? No, that's not the case. Now, the Lord Jesus here now is spiritualizing this text. He says, you're not a Jew if you're born a Jew. A Jew is a spiritual son and daughter of Abraham. The Apostle Paul himself writes, Romans chapter 2, verse 28, he is not a Jew who was one outwardly, nor is that circumcision outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who was one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God. So a true Jew, Jesus and Paul are saying, the Holy Spirit's showing us here today, a true Jew is a spiritual son and daughter of Abraham. A true Jew is a person who believes God at his word, like Abraham did, and like Peter and Paul and James and John. They believe God at his word. So then the first thing he says here is that he knows your works. So let me ask the question, does he know yours? Or is that the bad news, that he does know yours? Remember, he has wiped clean our conscience from dead works. The Lord knows their works. The Lord knows yours. What are yours today? What are you doing with the talents? Let me ask you that question here today on this Thursday. What are you doing with the talents that the Lord Jesus Christ has given to you? Because you're going to give an account for the talents that he's given you. The day of reckoning is coming when you and I are going to have to give an account for the talents that he's given us. What have you given back? What have you given back as an offering that costs you something, friend? There is no offering that doesn't cost you anything. What are you doing? He says, I know your works. What are you doing with the talents he's given you? The Lord Jesus has entrusted you. The Lord Jesus has entrusted you with something that belongs to him. He will settle accounts in a while. Next up, he says, I know your tribulation. So the Bible shows us all Christians are confronted with tribulation. Jesus said in John 16:33, that in this world you will have tribulation. Now, some worse than others, as we see here. What you won't face or have to endure is the wrath of God. Tribulation we'll have. Christians throughout the last 2,000 years have had to endure it. I mean, imagine being a member of this church in Smyrna, where you had to call Caesar Lord or be killed. What would you do if you were a part of this church? This is what I'm trying to teach here today, that God prepares us for this kind of stuff, because this can happen to you and I, happens to Christians all over the world, except for here in the United States. What do you do when someone knocks down your door, holds a knife to your child, and asks, are there any Christians here? What do you say? You see, God is preparing you today for tribulation that might come in your life by trying to get you to trust in him and to abide under the hand of God, trust in him to see you through the trials you're going through in your life. This is why James and Paul now, again, James chapter 1, verse 2, Romans chapter 5, verse 3, both of those gentlemen have told you to rejoice in tribulations, but then the phrase knowing that. And if we knew and believed that, we would embrace it more. We read in 1 Samuel chapter 16, I think it's chapter 16, 15 or 16, the story of King David. He killed a lion and a bear. And then by the time he got to 9'6" Goliath, David was a spiritual giant even as a child because of what happened to him in the last chapter. And if we knew that or believed God at his word, that God will take trial and tribulation in your life to transform you into the kind of person like this Polycarp was, or David, I think we would learn to embrace it a little bit more. Granted, who in the world wants to embrace tribulation? Not I. But when you find yourself in it, let God use it to do this inner work in your spirit, man, to transform you into, I keep saying it, a spiritual giant. We read about these people and we say, oh, how did they do it? How could they do it? I could never do it. Yes, you can. When you let God have his way, let God use the trials in your life to transform you. Next, he says to this church, or the pastor here, he says, I know your poverty. You know, sometimes you think you're poor, but actually you're rich. Like the Lord told this church here, they thought they were poor, but they were rich. The church of Laodicea, the last church in this, the last letter, had the opposite problem. They thought that they were rich, but Jesus said they were wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. See, you and I, sometimes we have an incorrect view of riches and poverty. True riches are not measured by one's bank account. Remember what God said to Samuel, the prophet, 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. He said, God does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Again, that's 1 Samuel 16, 7. And as much as you've done it to the least of these, you've done it to me. You might think that you're poor, but Jesus considers you to be rich. If you know Jesus Christ, you are rich. Then again, on the flip side, you might think you're rich, but if Jesus says to you, depart from you, I never knew you, then you are as bankrupt as you could be. We will wrap it up right here for today. I invite you guys to church this weekend. And again, I encourage you to download these podcasts, subscribe to the WGOD, All Truth All the Time podcast, and you can hear these programs on demand whenever you want to hear them. Share them with your friend. What an awesome text these are, these letters that the Lord has dictated to these leaders here. We've learned more about what goes on in tribulation and how God uses tribulations to transform us into giants that can endure all things. Read those texts too. James chapter 1, verse 2. The first four verses of the fifth chapter of Romans. Imagine saying that. Not only that, we glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. We'll pick it up here again tomorrow in our next program here. We're going through the book of Revelation here on WGOD, verse by verse, for those late that are joining us here on the radio today. These programs are all available. Subscribe to the podcast. Go to the WMIEFM.com website. You'll see the link on there that says On Demand. You can hear these programs, as well as the Sunday sermons that emanate here from this church. This is Island Community Church. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. The study in Revelation is only heard here on the radio. You can subscribe to it. Here at the church, I'm preaching through the book of Hebrews. That's where we'll be, God's Hall of Faith, this Sunday morning at 10:30. You are listening to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Of you.